You never understand living wages, yeah? Or like London wages.
I can't live. What do you mean?
How is it a living wage if I'm barely getting by?
I prayed that for the last like 2 days with that one in mind. Then this morning, do you know how it's so weird, guys? This morning I was in the kitchen. My dad comes up to me and goes, oh yeah, by the way.
Hey guys.
Look where we are.
Welcome back to episode 34.
How did you
where
get
are
here?
We teleported.
What was that, guys?
I don't know what was that, guys.
How did we actually get here?
Oh my god. New guys. Mics, new headphones,
all I'm
new
gonna say,
background.
Guys,
new mindset, new gal, new... It's like Ramadan. It's like Ramadan. Sorry.
Yeah. And also, guys, we've been speaking about this podcast. We're like, whatever she said.
Go on. What are you
saying? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. We've been speaking about this for a while. I mean, behind the scenes. So we're just excited to announce it to you guys. But yeah, it's not a new studio, but it's a new studio.
But it's just a new
space. But you'll understand a bit later on in the video. So don't you worry. Yeah. Just stay tuned. If you actually want to know, stay tuned.
And guys, yeah. I just want to say one thing. Our headphones are finally connected, not connected to the desk.
Wait, we ain't got locks.
We ain't got locks.
I'm not locked
no
out.
No security locks.
I'm not in the ghetto anymore. We made it out.
No, we ain't got locks and we've got wireless mics. You know, we're doing it better.
We're doing it proper 2023 just for you lot, yeah?
Life's changed just a little bit, but don't get too comfortable. We might change locations.
Yeah.
If we're feeling like it though.
Yeah. It's if we get bored, you know, you might say, do you know what? It's a bit boring for me. Let me go. Someone else. Who knows?
Ask the next episode. Oh, we're back in time.
Imagine.
God forbid. Oh, I'm trying to be seen again.
That was the name of the old studio. We do not recommend. It's
you
not even
recommend.
One of them ones. It's not them. Actually, to be fair, for starting podcast.
For starters, I'm going to be honest. Go. Do it.
Yeah.
Because it did us. Guys, can we deep it? We literally got up to 50K in that studio. Like, come on.
And it's very beginner friendly, that place. But after that little customer service issue I had the other day, remember how rude he was?
Oh, yeah, true.
We're
never
not going to talk
again.
About that. We're not going to talk about that.
But I'm going to be honest. I'm very, very grateful. Like, they got us to where we obviously are right now. Yeah, so
why am I giving them free promo? They actually did not. Nah, taking that out, sorry.
Keep beeping it.
I ain't getting nothing
yeah,
from
keep
me.
Keep beeping it.
Literally hold that.
Nah, but guys, happy Ramadan. It's the month of Ramadan. We're Ramadan not fasting Ramadan. Right now, but obviously, as in, we're not fasting
we
right
it.
Now.
As in, we broke it a couple hours ago, so, yeah.
Put down below in the comments what day you're watching this on and how you're finding it, because, you know, we like to be involved.
And where you're from, where you're fasting at, and what time you lot's iftar is, because I know in some countries, it's a bit mad.
I think, like, in... Finland, I think.
Iceland has the longest one. Where
what,
it's like
do they like
16...
eat for 2 hours?
Yes, yeah, no, something like that. Something like that. It's crazy.
They break it at like 10 p.m. with bare dumb.
You know, it's weird. When I was in year nine, my sister's in year nine. This will make sense later. When I was in year nine, well, when we were all in year nine, we broke our fast around 9:30, 10, because it was summer times and it was hot. It was really hard.
Oh, yeah,
hard.
It was difficult.
It was one of the first years a lot of us started fasting because obviously women stuff. And yeah, it was just very hard. Like, we had it the hardest. Like, just got thrown in the deep end. My sister's now in year nine. And she's breaking it at 6:30, 7:30.
You know what I found out
as
well?
I was like, you little girl.
Apparently for the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to be in...
Keep going back.
Yeah, keep going back.
No, it's never going to be in summer again, the way that we had it.
Yeah, it's not.
Huh?
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in, it's 10 days back every single time.
Yes. So they're not going to ever have it as hard as we had it.
Well,
yeah,
they will eventually.
For another like 10 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they obviously will eventually.
We're all gonna,
inshallah, if they live.
No one's getting the point I'm making.
I get the point, Aisha. Yes, it's not gonna be in winter for a very long time.
Yes. Therefore, they don't get our struggle.
Yes.
Thank you. That's
awesome. Aisha's doing, you don't understand.
Y'all have never been there.
You don't understand me.
Y'all don't remember 9 p.m. iftar time flipping.
No, it wasn't 9, Aisha. It was like 9:30, 9:45.
It
was like
summer. It was bad.
July heat. I'm passing my birthday vibes. Speaking of, it's their birthday. Birthday soon, and then it's the fact that it's the fourth fast now. It's your birthday, isn't it?
No,
it's the third, I think.
Oh, it's the second for me, but third for you.
Oh, started, you screamed it!
I screamed it in 2021.
It started on her.
I don't mind though, I actually quite like it.
No, it is nice. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it's like your third birthday.
But I was, it was turned up. I'm joking.
She wasn't even what was she on about?
Wait, what did we do?
We did nothing.
What were we doing without us? Speaking of Ramadan, guys, we are doing a massive Ramadan campaign this month.
Whoa.
And we're basically raising money for Syria, inshallah. And what we're doing and what the campaign is building homes in Syria for those
safe homes.
Yeah, safe homes. We'll have, what is it, 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, a toilet and it'll have water supply and a concrete roof, inshallah. And our aim is £3,000 to build one house, and our aim is to build 16. I know that sounds like a lot, but we can do it.
We can do it,
guys.
I believe in the YouTube family, I believe in the Spotify family, and I believe in the Insta family. Exactly. You lot
and
are
Apple
capable.
Podcasts. Come on, don't always forget them.
And Instagram. Just throw them in there as well.
I said Insta.
Yeah, good. I think if we all literally, like, deep it, how many thousands of views do we get? If everyone just puts £1, you don't realise how much a pound 30p, 40p can change.
There's 50,000 of you guys, and I know for a fact that every single one of you want to help. Do you know what I mean? Like, just deep it, yeah?
You don't have to be Muslim or 100%. From Syria or, do you know what I mean? You don't have to relate to 100%. Want to donate.
Oh, just imagine. Bars.
Nah, that's the title. I'm joking.
But anyways, guys.
Just deep how happy you'll make one family. Deep it. One family.
Also, I do want to mention, since it's the month of Ramadan, even if you listen to this after, technically the link won't be live after. But anyways, since it's the month of Ramadan, every good deed you do now will be multiplied by 70. Mm-hmm. So £1 is as if you donated 70. £10 is as if you donated
700.
Well done.
Quick maths. 2 + 2 = 4.
But in case you weren't clear before, guys, this is for the earthquake victims in Syria that were displaced. So these are orphans, women, children, men, families that literally don't have a place to live right now. Like, their homes are destructed. Destructed? Is that a word?
Yeah, destructed.
You know what? I want to say.
Yep, destructed.
Yeah.
So please do your part to help and... inshallah, we can get these people housed.
Speaking of as well, another thing we'll be doing that links to the Ramadan campaign is that we'll be having an event in Birmingham, which all the money that is collected will go
every single penny, guys. Every single penny.
Yeah.
So we've been seeing. Sorry.
There's only tickets. If it sells out by the time this is out, I'm sorry.
And we've heard that you lot in Brum actually want us to come down after our event in London. You lot were screaming, come to Birmingham. We're coming.
Aisha,
we're coming.
Whatever the date is, wherever the location is, just insert right here. But I do want to say, pat on the back, because we've already built two homes, inshallah.
We've raised
£6,000 as of now. And inshallah, there's 14 that we need to do in the next few days of Ramadan. So, yeah.
Two families are going to be helped right now, and you have the power to literally help 14 more. Deep it. Why don't we go silent?
Now back to the end. Of course it's recording.
Okay.
Oh, yo, Paro, I've never said that before.
I can't see
Make
it.
Sure you include that. I've never said it before. I mean, you've never said it before.
How's these 4 days been for you, look? Because obviously I started a bit later, so it's not been the same.
It's more hard Ramadan, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, it's just been simple. Like, I haven't been hungry. But do you know what it is, though? I eat at, like, 8 o'clock anyway. So it wasn't really that different for me, to be honest.
That's the same with me. Like, I
one meal a day, girl.
Yeah.
And I eat around 9:10.
It's so
10.
Bad.
I told you guys about my
timetable. Oh, yeah, it's like 10 p.m., isn't it?
So alhamdulillah, it's actually been very easy. But it's also a mental game. And it's also, like, your body, now that it knows you're fasting, will tell you you're hungry.
Yeah.
So it's also a mental game. It's a bit weird. And it's also spiritual, because you need to do more.
Yeah.
Without
it's
less.
So weird. If I have food in front of me, that makes me hungry. Like, that never used to be the thing for me in Ramadan. Yeah, like, today... Today I went to Tesco, innit? And I went to buy snacks and stuff and just groceries for the house. And then my snacks was on my bed, right?
Oh, you snapped it off.
Yeah.
She snapped it off at 3 p.m. I'm waiting for
the snacks. And then I deeped. I'm getting hungry. Why am I hungry? And I deep, it's because the snack's in front of me and I'm excited to eat it.
All right, excited, yeah.
So that needed to, like, not be there. And then as soon as I literally, it was out of sight, out of mind type of thing. When it wasn't there, I didn't get hungry.
What's one thing in Ramadan you lot want to focus on? Like, what's one thing you want to come out and you be like, I worked on that. Alhamdulillah.
Everything.
Do you know what?
Do you not have one thing?
Like, no, do you not have one thing?
I have mine.
Same.
You say yours first then.
You say yours first.
Okay. You say yours first.
You say yours.
I call the shots. I asked the question.
Okay. But you asked the question.
Get out of my studio.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay, no, my one is, but then I feel like it's not actually something to work on. But it kind of is.
There's always something.
I don't know. I feel like making the air and kind of like believing in that, I feel like I want to work on more.
Having belief.
Like, the thing is, though, is that it's not more so having, I don't know.
Having tawakkul? Having better tawakkul?
No, I don't think it's that, because I do have that. But it's just, I feel like when I make it, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I know it's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen now. And I think I just want to have more belief that's gonna happen in
I
that
moment.
I saw
a video the other day.
I don't know.
I saw a video the other day that was like, be delusional. With
I saw
your
that
dad.
As well. I saw that as well. Yeah.
And it's so true because like, why are we not?
We're
like,
limited as humans.
There's only so much we can do, but Allah is unlimited.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing is impossible for Allah.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I feel like there's always like a time limit. I don't know why. Like I feel like. Like it's a time thing. Like I always feel like, do you know what? Yeah. I know, I know it's gonna happen, but I don't think it's gonna happen now. But like that's my issue personally. Like I always say, yeah, I know it's gonna happen soon. I don't think it's gonna happen now. But I have to actually believe that you do realize that it can happen now. It like generally could happen now.
For, like let me give you guys an example back home of how, like, how Allah can make anything happen. If you pray to Dua sincerely. And it was written for you, whatever you prayed for. Let's say, for example, you prayed to go to Mexico tomorrow. You're broke. You haven't booked a flight. Nothing's happened. But I'm going to pray for going to Mexico tomorrow. You might wake up the next day and you might get an email saying, do you know what I mean?
Allah will make it happen in a way where you
never expected it to happen, but it happened in a way that it works in your favour.
No. Oh my God, I have an example of that. Literally today. And it scared me, guys.
Can I give my first step?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Mine is modesty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to work on my modesty and I want to...
In what ways though? Like in speech, in like clothes, in what? Okay, cool.
Definitely speech because, a bit reckless there. But more so in clothes. Like I feel like it's so childish wearing jeans.
Trousers
are so childish to me. I know.
I actually think about that every day.
Same.
Like what? I'm a girl and I want to be perceived as like an elegant girl. Mm. Why don't I just dress like it?
Like why am I wearing... why am I wearing the... The most on-trend shoes and the most and the jeans and the why?
You can still be elegant in trousers. Like I've seen girls wear trousers.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I said jeans. Like why am I still wearing like the things that are just you know? And speaking of modesty, I just want to quickly say that this video is sponsored by Lyra Swim.
Lyra Swim is a swimwear brand that caters to all women. It is inclusive for those that want to observe modesty. Doesn't matter what faith you are, if you're plus size. And if you need skin protection.
Yeah, and basically, if you're someone like me that gets burnt from the sun really easily, it has high UV protection. So it's the material is made out of Italian Carbico, which basically protects you from UV.
So if you guys want to know more, you can get worldwide shipping and next day delivery.
Guys, I've used Lyra Swimwear before and I can vouch for them. The feeling, the comfortability, how I felt in it.
And she looked good.
So if you're somebody that's looking for bikinis or if you're looking for modest wear and you want to be... protected, but also get in a pool without having people look at you. Get Lyra Swimwear.
Yeah, guys, if you want more information about this, if you want to see more about them, they're on Vogue, interesting.
Ooh.
They're on The Guardian, interesting. And big also, boys. You can find them on Lyra Swim on all socials, as well as lyraswimwear.com.
And now back to the video. I have a story, guys, and literally, it gave me chills today. I was literally like, this isn't real. Yeah. And the thing is, I don't even know if I should be speaking about this on the podcast, but...
Yeah, say it.
Do you know what? If I don't want to put it in, I'll just tell you to cut it out. I shall. Yeah. Anyway, so, basically, I was watching our sisters, the Digital Sisterhood.
Guys, wait, fangirl moment. What? They follow us on Instagram.
I don't know who I am. What? Anyway.
It's literally a fangirl moment.
So, I was at home. And then I heard the episode, season 3, episode 1, I think it is. Like, the newest episode. Then, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I don't mind.
Okay, basically, what happened was, I then made... a du'a, and she basically said that she basically wants to be in a position to take her parents to Umrah.
I saw the video. She made a TikTok about it.
To Umrah. And by the way, guys, she literally had no money. Like, she said, you know what? I'm going to be delusional. I think that I can do it. So let's just see. Do you know what I mean? And then she basically did it in the end.
She was like, she didn't have the means.
She didn't have the means. Nothing. And then I was like to myself, do you know? Oh, also, she had this kind of like thing where she made like a list of like things that like she'll like ask for in prayer, like prayers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me actually do that. Because I always like, it's just me. But I forget. Like my dad's all the time. I forgot that one. Like I always forget.
Oh my
forget.
God, you're right. Me. Yeah, I'm the same.
I always just forget the ones that I make and I'm like, you know what, let me just write it all down so that I remember them, yeah? Cool, I wrote it down, yeah? Then I added a new one last night. I was like, if she did it, I want to do it. I was like, I want to be in a position to take my dad there one day. Like I was going to be in a position to do that, yeah? Cool. So then I prayed Tahajjud or whatever.
Tahajjud is night prayer. Said that prayer isn't like an arrow that never misses.
Yeah, so I prayed Tahajjud and then what happened? Yeah, I prayed that for the last like 2 days with that one in mind. Then this morning, do you know how it's so weird, guys? This morning I was in the kitchen my dad comes up to me and goes, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going Umrah next week. And I was like,
shut up.
I was like, what?
Gave me goosebumps. What?
I was like, what? Even though it wasn't in the way that I obviously asked for it, because I said that, like, I want to take him. He's still,
when he answers your du'as, it means that he's giving you something that's better for you. And it's, do you know what I mean? That was better for you.
Like, so he still said, you know what? He's still going. Like, and I was sat there and I was like, and then he's coming with me, oh yeah, like, I'm going next week. Like, I'm waiting for my visa or whatever. And like, just so casual. And
no tip, tell him not to do that.
Is it?
Yes. Basically, just we'll go on that.
Okay, calm. Yeah. And then I was like, so when you're going? He was like, yeah, next week. And then I'm coming back on like E-Day. And I was like, damn. I was like, so like, it's all planned. He's like, yeah, like, it's all planned.
That's
all booked.
So
and I just sat there and I was like, this is crazy. And that just taught me, be delusional, guys. Please be delusional.
If that is not an be example, delusional. I don't know what will be. What
and
are
guys,
you?
The thing is that I didn't expect it at all. I didn't expect it. Yeah. Like, that's the last thing I expected. So crazy. But, you know, yeah.
That's crazy. My story. But the pro tip is to tell him to do his visa once he arrives. Because when you apply, guys, just pro tip for anyone that's going Umrah or is planning to, when you apply for a visa from here, it is not guaranteed that will be accepted. So when we all went, my brothers got rejected twice and they're £150 each.
Oof.
You get it? And they don't return your money. So we had to do it the third time once we arrived and it got accepted right there and then.
Oh, okay.
And they tell you never to do it online there.
Do the visa when you arrive.
Yeah, because it's just before you leave. Do you get it? Like, they're like, oh, where's your visa? And then there's a section where you can just do the visas there upon arrival. Do you get it?
That makes sense.
So here's my get rejected. So
is that risky doing it there?
No, they have a whole section for you to do it upon arrival for people that didn't do it. Do you get it?
Okay.
So it's just,
so like, is there don't risk the way that like people get sent back if it's not accepted, like
they accept it right there. It's the same process online that's right there. Do you get it?
I see. Okay, yeah. makes sense.
It's just online. I don't know. They just can, like, my brother had no reason for to be rejected.
Yeah, exactly. He's like 16. What's he done?
Yeah, and they don't give you a reason. They just literally say, got rejected, try again. And then the guy, when we went to Saudi, was like, you should have never done it twice. He's like, you should have just always come here. Basically, just never do it twice.
Wow. But anyways, that's crazy. That's just guys.
Cash loss as well.
Cash loss. But literally. Yeah, I don't know. That scared me, guys. I was scared. And I said, so I need to be delusional.
I love that. I can't lie. But yeah. I need to now I'm going to go home and like, these moments are
delusion, bro. Delusion.
I'm
works.
Telling you, say just the most outlandish.
What's the most like weirdest? Like that's your. Yeah. Yeah. No, not even like weirdest what? Story of like you asked for something that you didn't even really want and it just got accepted.
That you didn't really want.
I don't know. Like just something like, oh yeah. I don't know. I don't even know why I said that. I don't even have an example myself.
I don't know
if I have one. But I can't, like, this Ramadan is very weird, yeah. It's unlike all the other Ramadans. Going into this Ramadan, and, like, right before Ramadan, yeah, it's so weird. Like, my energy levels were so low. I was so fatigued all the time. Like, I would just nap through the day. Like, I was just constantly tired, yeah. And then as soon as Ramadan hit,
you're like, all of the character.
I had a boost of energy. Like, subhanAllah, it's so crazy, guys. Like, I don't even need to sleep during the day. Like, I usually, even last Ramadan, like, I would nap sometimes between Dhuhr and Asr. Like, now I just...
I don't nap as well.
I don't need to. I have energy. Like, I'm in the kitchen and I still won't feel tired. Like, it's so crazy. Allahumma barik. But like, that is one of the things that I think Allah has, like, given me strength and just, like, energy this Ramadan.
And they say the way your Ramadan goes, like, at the end, you'll know if it's accepted or not. Do you get it? So, like, let's say you leave your Ramadan and then, like, you have, like, a feeling in your heart. You're like, I think that was accepted. It wasn't. Do you know what I mean? You will know in your heart.
Yeah.
Do you get it? The more you do,
and
the
if you
more...
go back to your ways as well, I heard that.
Basically, I can't lie.
No, 100%, 100%.
But yeah, nice.
I didn't answer the question.
Yeah, go
you
on.
Finally found one?
You have one now.
Yeah.
Finally.
I think, I kind of, there's so many things. It's kind of both of your ones, And like modesty, du'as, dhikr, but also I really want to expand my knowledge of my deen because...
Same.
There's, like, I know the basics, but the basics is not enough. No, there's still 100%. A lot that I don't know. And like, it's far to literally...
To literally take it upon yourself and research.
Why do I know the same amount as a 5-year-old?
Yeah, I just know Duxi level. Like, that's actually childish.
Duxi means mosque.
Forgot about these ones. But definitely expanding my knowledge. Like,
It's so sad because I went to school, mosque, for 4 years, guys. I learned everything about the prophets. I learned everything about all the battles, everything.
It's all gone, so easy
to forget.
Like, it's just, when you don't constantly go back on it, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, we've left school, let's say 10 years ago, do you remember any of your GCSEs? No. Do you get it? Like, yeah, that's true, actually. We're not constantly revisiting things.
It's the same with memorizing the Quran. If you're not constantly going over that, it's going to leave you like this. It's actually so crazy.
That's so true. I wish I'd learned it at younger, but... Do you know what I mean? Alhamdulillah, regardless.
Yeah,
always, I did learn the whole of Just 30 and I forgot all. Not all, but you know what I mean, guys. Like, I don't remember a lot of it. Like, it's sad. Yeah. Like, you remember...
As a kid, you're literally a sponge. Like, you just absorb so much information as a kid.
Bro, as a kid, I knew so much. It's ridiculous.
I was walking around with the knowledge on my back.
Yeah.
Holding it.
And literally.
Ask your question.
Shout out to our parents for instilling deen in us from young.
Literally, honestly.
That's first something I want to take into my own motherhood. 100%. Like, we're still in it in young. But then the only difference I would do is like revisiting constantly. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Piggybacking off of that. You guys, if you were not to raise your kids here, where would you? Because I know you guys don't want to raise your kids here. I know you lot
I've
don't.
I've always said it, but I love Egypt so much. I love it too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like in between ghetto and lifestyle. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just the perfect humbleness. Yeah. Humility.
Egypt, humbling. Turkey,
Turkey's a shout.
Turkey's such a shout because of how inexpensive it is. But also... Egypt is such a shout as well. Recently, Egypt has just been selling it.
Guys, Egypt's still warring. I love that country.
Like, I've been selling these. I could just do so much there as well.
I am saying that my next time. We're going to Egypt, y'all are please.
No, you don't even have to make, like, we're coming.
No.
Obviously.
Because you even got me. All right.
I start for the last time.
Piggyback off what you said.
I'm joking. You can plan, but Allah is the best of planners.
Literally.
Remember that.
Yeah. You plan, and we plan, and Allah is the best of planners.
I'm not going to lie then. Can we actually go this year?
No, 100%.
No, I can't.
Oh.
Like, I'm not going. I mean, as in, like, my family's not going. I wouldn't go without my family.
She's not just saying she wants to go with.
As in, aren't you not coming with my family? Where are you going to stay?
I mean,
you have family there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why can't us be going?
Like, would you ever go back to your homeland without your parents? Like, I don't know. I just wouldn't.
Oh, I definitely would.
I didn't think you saw Egypt as your homeland.
It's like my second house, basically. My whole dad's family's there, basically.
That makes sense.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't go. Like, I wouldn't go back. I don't know. It's just one of them countries that you need your parents there. But I'm thinking about Cairo, but if I was to go to a different city, I would do that with you guys. Like them tourist cities like Sharm el Sheikh.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All the like.
Makes sense.
Cairo is nice. It's like, I'm telling you guys, ghetto lifestyle is right in the middle. It's right in the middle.
No, it actually is true. I know so many people who literally have said, you know what, I'm going to like live there. I'm going to live in Cairo. And I was just like, really? I might need to go to Cairo now. I don't know.
Do you know what it is? It's so sad. As much as I want to live in another country, I don't see myself living anywhere else but here.
I know, but
I
need to.
I don't see it, but I want to.
Think of the children.
I was literally thinking about that.
Think of the children.
Listen, I can't see it. Like, you know when you're trying to vision, it's not coming in my head.
Think of the children, guys.
Like, I'm so used to London as a city and like, you know what I keep thinking? We turned out okay, but like you can't guarantee.
You can't guarantee that.
I can't vision it. A lot of people I know can only vision living out. I can't. It's just not in my brain.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't have to explain it.
I will constantly think that this is my home, even though.
Yeah, like even if I go back, I'll be honest.
Not gonna lie, I'm the same. Like, I can't see myself.
I'll get home
anywhere else other than here. But then I have to think about, I'm like, but my kids though. Like, do I actually want to raise my kids?
I know.
My kids.
I know little things would piss me off. Like, I'd be going shops and be like, oh, there's no contactless. London wouldn't be like this. Like,
Aisha thinks the UK.
I hate when I can't find technology.
Why did I pat it? I just started patting her imaginary.
I said, look at my kid.
I was so in the conversation. And she was like, look at my kid. I started patting her imaginary kid. I could get her to go away. But what I was trying to say was, a lot of countries are, you know, like, they're westernized.
Nah. Has Egypt got contactless?
Bro,
go
to Dubs.
I know Egypt don't have contactless.
Go to Dubai.
Dubai is cashless.
Okay, but you'll have a good job and it won't be cashless for you.
Get me that job, please.
Just be rich and then be cashless.
No, I sound like Kim.
You sound like money, man.
I sound like Kim.
You got to sim 24 hours.
Get up and work. Literally. Get up and work.
Who's Kim, Courtney, and Kylie?
I low-key think that I'm a little bit of Courtney. I don't know why.
As soon as I said them for you, I was
really?
Like,
yeah,
I beg you, like, respect yourself.
No.
It's not bad.
No, thing.
She's just very dim.
No, like, she's dim, you know?
Just because she's short?
No, she's
dim. I meant dim as if she's not
She's not active.
Dim means, oh my God.
I I know what you meant. Short. I don't know what you thought. Dwarf, innit? Cut that out. You can't, because that's actually a slur.
Is Courtney going to watch this?
No, it's a slur, so no, you would say dwarf, no?
No, wait, she never said dwarf.
I said dwarf.
She did it. Cut that out. But that's not a slur.
It is a slur.
Is it?
I think it's a slur.
No, midget is not dwarf.
That's like midget gums. Like the sweet.
Oh, I didn't know that was sweet still.
Midget, it's called midgets.
I've never heard of their sweets.
You've never had a midget sweet?
We need to come with better. How do you guys feel when it comes to fasting in the workplace and being a Muslim in the workplace? Because I have a few things to say.
I have a lot of things to say, I'm not gonna lie.
Number one.
I'm blank. Like, I'm literally blank.
No, come on, Dua. Like,
number one, yeah.
Industries need to become more... That's what I'm gonna say.
Oh, I wasn't even
clued
thinking
up.
About that.
What?
But that too, like, there's a lot to address about that. But I'm thinking about the way in the workplace that you're treated by non-Muslim co-workers compared to Muslim co-workers.
Wow. 100%.
Let's get into it.
You know what? Yeah, because I think it's better.
What?
By non-Muslim.
I think it's better. But I'm talking about, like, HR and that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, your actual, like people in that place.
I'm talking about, like, actual co-workers, literally colleagues. Like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that, they're much better.
Anywhere I've ever worked, I feel like people are so... And I know this is not a single-handed experience. I know a lot of people have the same experience, yeah? If you grew up in the UK, anyway. But non-Muslim co-workers are just so much more respectful and so much more
accommodating
to your deen and to the fact that you're a Muslim woman compared to the Muslim boys in your workplace. And it's like, why are they a better example than you? It's a bit embarrassing, I can't lie.
I literally worked in a corporate job, the place where you should get the most hate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they were the most respectful I've ever seen. I've worked in, like, IKEA. I've worked in, like, little places where there's, like, bare Muslim co-workers. Mm. It's not the same. It's not the same vibe.
Yeah.
You feel like how a Muslim should feel. Like, you feel, like, on a throne, bro.
Yes.
Like,
oh, my God.
It, like, just, like, respect.
People are making way for me. No, don't touch her. She's a hijabi.
Like, relax.
Oh, my God. I'm going to buy sweets with gelatine free because she's the
hijabi. Yeah. If you enter this restaurant, make sure it has halal food. Literally. Yes. Yeah. Like, that type of thing. Now, what's it called? I was speaking about, as in, like, Kate Charles and stuff like that, and just not accommodating to, like, our needs. Like, listen, I need to pray here. Can you make sure that I get a break at this time?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, colleagues will be absolutely, will be great. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, people, like, higher up will not respect it.
The prayer thing is such an issue because every workplace I've had, they've always usually had an issue with it. I think that's the only thing that they've not respected because there's so many prayers during the day. And if you're doing a long shift, it's a bit, it's like you keep going off for these breaks.
Yeah.
But if I ask you for a fag break, you wouldn't bat an eyelid.
You wouldn't bat an eyelid, yeah.
And how many fag breaks do you take a day, David? How many?
I can't lie. In the corporate job I worked in recently, they were very respectful. Like, I even had a room for it given in my office.
That's so cute.
That's really cute. That's really nice.
And, like, there was one time before they knew what I was doing in that room, because I would go in there quite a bit to, like, pray, obviously.
I feel like corporate's always more lenient.
It's always more lenient.
If you're, like, in retail or, like, you know, like, the lower end jobs, they're not going to beat
it. They're not going to end.
They want you slaving away hour after hour, minute after minute counts. Like, they're literally counting down your breaks.
And I don't get why, because you're paying me less.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are? I'm literally in IKEA and I'm serving a customer candles. What is that important to me?
I think because I think because they think you're not on a salary, they could take the piss.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, that's true. I can't lie, you know what it is, I think it's people that are in lower paid jobs and are given higher roles feel like they are.
Ooh, I think it's a pride thing. It's honestly a pride thing.
Do you know what I mean? It's a pride thing.
Like, and it's ignorance.
But then people that are up there in, like, corporate jobs, they've been up there. They know how, like, do you know what I mean? They don't care. They need to flex it. Mm. Like, go pray, honey. You do you.
Literally.
Like, it's not affecting my paycheck.
That's what I'm saying.
The
like,
manager at IKEA,
at the end of the day,
that's what I'm saying. You pray.
And they want you to put up with. Like, they want you to literally break your back for this job, but you're literally paying me living London living wage. Now, come off it now. You're literally paying me minimum wage and you want me to break my back for this job.
I will never understand living wages, or, like, London wages.
I can't live. I can't live. What do you mean?
How is it a living wage if I'm barely getting by? Please.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. No one's struggled like that. We can't, like, we're complaining.
Lazy. No, I'm speaking. Oh, no, no. I'm speaking for myself. I'm speaking for everyone, who's on a London living wage,
bro,
that are struggling to live.
I used to work with people London living wage. You had families, bro, and, like, they're coming into. Nah, it's
my
so
paycheck
deep.
Is going on shoes, and theirs is to feed the family. Like, do you know how deep it is?
You know what? I hate
it's so deep.
I hate. forgot my point.
Wait, I think I know what your point is.
I forgot my point.
I think I know what your point is. You hate the fact that you worked in a job here and you didn't really care about it, but like other people are like, grinding because that's the
I love this show.
I tried. I tried because that's what I was thinking.
That is true.
Oh, I got my point back. Woo!
No one.
Anyways, I hate the fact that they pay under 18s less than over 18s. They're working the same. Like, if I'm under 18,
what if I live alone?
No, but if under 18 is working, it's clearly necessary. Like, why? No one would send out their 17-year-old to work unless it was necessary. Yeah. So why are you paying that kid 100%. Less? It's so deep. Because he's doing more than me now, and now he's getting paid 100%. Less. And I feel so unfair for them. Oh,
not gonna lie, I have a controversial point as well. Sorry, go on.
No, I was gonna say it used to be under 21,
and now it's under 18, and I hate that because what if someone is 17 and they need to work?
That's what I'm saying. It's so bad.
I'm literally
17-year-olds that are in hostels, like have to live and like survive, and I need to pay rent and stuff. And
there's kids who have been kicked out of homes. Do you know what I mean?
For context, this is like a UK thing. I don't know if it's outside the UK thing. I don't know. Like under 18s get paid less. They get like literally minimum wage of like £5, but over 18 is like £8.90. Like big difference. Do you get it?
100%
per hour.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I have a controversial point. But I don't think it's that controversial. But I know someone in the comments is going to be like, anyway, I believe you. Okay, cool. So imagine, okay, for example, I'm going to use you two as an example, yeah? You worked in IKEA.
Yes.
Cool. And obviously, there were a lot of people who were older than you.
Yes.
But worked the exact same job.
Yes.
I think they should get paid more.
Same. No, right? I believe that.
Yeah, right? But I know someone's going to be like, no, they do the same job.
Again, you think older people should be paid more?
Yeah. Because like, I'm going to be honest, like, if they've got a family, didn't know, blah, blah.
Oh, 100%.
I'm literally using my paycheck to get the latest shoes, to get the latest, do you get it? Like, I don't have rent to pay.
But then again, but I don't think...
that goes against my point.
Yeah, no.
I don't think your circumstances
should change, like... I can't help that you have three kids. Like, that's not on me. Why should I be paid less because
of
that?
You know what it is? I think it's just, like, the emotional, like
and we're working the same job and you're going to be paid more. That's not fair.
But come on, he has a family. Think of the children.
Because when I had co-workers in my job, like in my department, wallah, I used to feel so sorry for them.
Yeah, it is.
I give you a pound every hour of my paycheck.
Like, why is it, that I'm more active, I'm younger, I can do these jobs. Yeah. You're struggling, and like, you're older. Like, it's physically, like...
I think that's on the government. I don't think it's on the job.
All right, say no, Boris. Oh, no. What? Rishi
Rishi?
No, I think if you have dependents, like you have 4 or 5 kids or whatever, and... London living wage is obviously not 100%. Enough to survive of 4 or 5 kids.
But then
the government have to step in and give
on
you
them.
Wage,
but
on
then
them.
Again, in the same
not on
breath,
the company.
In the very same breath, there is a lot of benefits for people with kids out there in the UK. Like they're helping families a lot,
but so they have to meet a certain.
There's like universal credit. There's child benefit.
Yeah, but not everyone.
Stuff.
Not everyone.
But no, everyone can get that.
Not everyone qualifies for that.
No one qualifies for that. That's
if
the
you
point.
Work, bro, universal credit is already gone.
Yeah.
You can't.
If you work a minimum wage job, you can't get universal credit.
What should we do about this?
I don't know. If you're not, if you're not at the threshold, it's peak for you, and that's what I hate.
And if both members of the family are working, you add to the annual income of the home, so it's even more.
There's so many rules and regulations that I hate.
Bear goes into it.
Wait, and on that note, sign the petition below.
I'm joking. Oh my God, I'll probably find one to put it there.
Please find one.
I should buy the petition, sign it below.
I find that so deep. Sorry, why am I don't care about this job, and you care about this job so much because it's literally feeding your kids.
You need this job, whereas I want this job.
It's true.
It's a want for you, it's not a need.
Yeah. If I got fired,
it's luxury for you.
If I got fired, I'm good.
You didn't blink when you got fired, but the mother that got fired blinked.
I still had a reaper in my head.
Munched as well.
I still had food in the fridge, whereas
she said she screen munched. You're taking a mic.
She said,
sorry. She said you didn't blink when you got fired, but the mother who got fired. Scream on.
No, you know what I mean. I'm not taking the piss out of them. Like, I'm here, like, I stand for you.
I stand with you guys. I generally think that like, they should get paid more. And also, one thing I hate, why is it that you have to work your ass off to be team leader just to get paid £1 more?
And then you have more. £1. Wallahi, don't give me the pound. I don't want all of that responsibility. No.
£1.
Come on, you have less responsibility. Come off it. My team leaders were doing jack all,
bro. Aisha, I think that's
your job. Not everyone's
job.
Oh, sorry.
Like, come on, man. And generally, they might have team leaders in home department. Wallahi had more responsibility. And that's why one of the guys in my department never wanted to be a team leader, even though he got offered it like 4 times.
Wallahi. Bro, I'm going to be honest. Even I just got offered a team leader in my old job. I said no.
It just seems like it's a bunch of admin and like responsibility.
Aisha, it's too much, to be honest.
Yeah, you're thinking about just
I'm thinking
department.
About generally managerial roles. No.
I just I thinking about Phil, who was her team leader, yeah. who She's didn't do jack.
His name was Lucian, that's fine.
Lucian. Yeah. He didn't do jack.
Sorry.
It's Ramadan.
I didn't swear.
Ramadan.
I didn't swear. I said jack.
I'm joking. But the worst thing in this life, yeah, I'm not going to lie, the worst thing that just like, actually not the worst, that's stuff a lot. But the thing that makes you like, you walk past a shop or something, or you go in a shop and there's an old man.
Don't say that. I hate when you speak about old people. It makes me cry.
But that's what I'm talking about.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. When Mine I see it, my heart just goes. No,
Mine is restaurant.
No, that's what I mean. Any job. Like when I see old people working, I'm like, why?
Guys, I have a story, and Sadia, I'm so sorry, but I have to say the story. Basically, one day, Sadia was driving, yeah? And basically, she was just stuck behind this car, and she was like, why isn't this guy moving? And he moved to the other lane. She was like, thank God.
Past.
Then she drove past, it was an old man in the driver's seat.
Do you know why I remember it? Because we all went... Like it was really
all of us were like, why is it going so fast?
Guys,
I mean, so slow.
Old people like just oh my god, if you want to find a quick way to make me cry, show me an old person in a restaurant sitting alone and just like eat.
I'm not gonna lie, guys, I genuinely used to search for jobs, yeah. Don't laugh. I used to search for jobs back in the day, yeah, and be like, jobs where I can just go to care homes and just talk to old people.
Oh,
I'm not joking. Exactly. All I want to do is have a conversation with you because I know it's lonely. I know it's lonely.
Care home jobs.
I know, but I don't want to like touch like poo.
She's privileged.
Sorry. No, don't end that.
She's like,
you added that, Yasha.
She's like, I'm a chat to you, I ain't clean like your shit.
No, I don't have the qualifications to be a nurse, but I want to just speak to you because I know it's lonely.
Yeah, and more time they have stories for days.
I will never understand people that put their parents in care. Yeah. Unless your family's dead. Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. I will judge. I'm sorry. I will.
No, I won't judge because...
I will judge.
Circumstances, I can't lie.
I will
like,
judge
you actually
regardless.
Never know.
No, I will judge.
No, trust me, never know. Because imagine, okay, look
there.
Here.
Are some circumstances.
I'll set the scene. I'll set the scene. Imagine, sorry. I'm talking about, imagine if, like, the kid obviously, like, is disabled or something.
That you're caring for someone else.
Or if, like, the kid's, like, a drug dealer or, do you know what I mean? Like just stuff like that where, like, they're not fit to take care of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would rather them be in a home. Yeah, like, I'd rather them be in a home than be taken care of an unfit person, if that makes sense.
I can't lie, there's so much stuff that goes into it because let's say you're somebody...
Well, in care homes, though.
I know.
No, but you can choose a better care home, like a more privileged care home, whatever. But there's some situations where, let's say both you and your husband or the wife and the husband are both working 9 to 5 and there's no one at home to actually take care of your mother.
Yeah,
what happens then?
That too, because that's actually so deep.
You know
deep.
You can pay for nurses to come to your house.
In-home carers are not that accessible.
It's not that accessible,
But you can still do it.
You can still do it.
You know what, I'm speaking in a place from ignorance because I've never been in that position. So I don't want to speak on it, but I do think it's a
I don't know,
sad.
I agree. No one should ever put their parent in a care home. It's even shamed upon in our religion. Like, you have to take care of your parents. But I think there are some situations where it cannot be avoided. But
like
even
then,
you better make sure that they're being treated
that's
well.
That's what I'm
in
saying,
that care
yeah.
home and they're being, do
there's
you know
parents,
mean?
Let me just give you the other POV of why I say it. There's parents out there that are at old age and they will still take care of their disabled kids until they're at old age.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're also unfit, but they're taking, do you get it? So you should reciprocate that
true.
Love back.
No, 100%.
I just think, like, it's so, like, I don't know.
But do you know what it is, though? I think...
I'm speaking of the people, by the way, that just put them in there and they're able to.
Oh no, that is bad,
I'm not speaking about people that obviously, when it comes to it, they can't.
Yeah.
Like, it's worse for them to take care of it than compared to an actual nurse
who's
qualified. I'm speaking about the people that are literally fit, but they've got their life to live, so they put
their parents in. I can't lie, that's so mad to me. That's so mad to me.
Anyways, but yeah.
Crazy.
That's who I was speaking about.
If you guys know of any care homes and there's old people there that want to have a conversation, just please DM me. Because I will be there. I'm going.
You actually have to have...
I'm running.
Like,
credentials.
Yeah, no. In. Like, I think... No. They're schemes, guys. Isn't where, it? Like, there's, like, people who just go there and just speak to the old people. It's so nice. I want to do it. If there's any out there, find me.
But yeah.
I love old people.
I think we should actually wrap it up now. Anyways, guys, that is the end of the video. If you see the studio more, don't ask questions. If you don't see it more, don't ask questions. But this year, we'll answer bigger and better, inshallah.
And hopefully, inshallah, we can either stay in the studio or go on to bigger and better.
Yeah, anything after this will only be better. So moving on, it's been your boy Aisha.
It's been your boy Dua. That's my own name.
Been your boy Muna.
Thank you for tuning in.
Bye.
Shout out to the Spotify.
Shout out to the Apple Podcast.
Shout out to the Spotify.
Shout out to all the listeners.
I said hello. My name is Justin.
Okay. Let me text and see what
orange juice.
Can you text and see what the script is?